Hello and welcome to the Mayfair Project 345 podcast. My name is Jason Bybee. We're reading through the New Testament this year, and we're glad that you've chosen to join us. This podcast is just one way for us to be able to talk a little more, sharing some thoughts on what we're reading as we go through the New Testament. We begin in John chapter 1. I love how John takes such a cosmic, wide-angle approach in his prologue. He frames the gospel in these epic, universal terms, calling to mind the beginning of all things from Genesis chapter 1, as he writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Of course, we know he's talking there about Jesus. He goes on to say in verse 14 that this Word has become flesh, is dwelling now among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. I love how the New Living Translation puts verse 5. It says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. There's this truth, this teaching in the New Testament that Jesus is this light. And he absorbs the full weight of the powers of darkness, and yet darkness cannot overcome this eternal light that has come to us sent by God. I just find that to be a very hope-filled verse. No matter how enveloping the world's darkness might seem, this present darkness is no match for the enduring light of God made known to us in Jesus. I'm also struck as we read that every time you see Andrew in the Bible, he's bringing people to Jesus. Verses 35 and following, he runs to Simon, his brother, and he says, "We have found the Messiah." I love the simplicity of verse 42. It just says, "And he brought him to Jesus." Something similar happens in the final story of chapter 1 when Nathanael challenges Philip about the Messiah coming from Nazareth. And Philip's answer is so simple and yet so profound. He says, "Come and see." So I find myself asking, will I be praying for someone today? Praying today for God to open my eyes to someone around me, someone that I might be able to bring to Jesus this year? Might be as simple as inviting them to join us in an online study like this. Sometimes it's just as simple as saying, "Come and see." The light that shines in the darkness, John says, this darkness can never extinguish it. There is a light brighter than any other, a light without limit, generating from the source and spreading out to the far reaches of the universe. Darkness has no corner to recede into, no hole to scurry toward. This light is great enough to envelop all darkness, to consume it, to swallow it whole. And even more, this light transforms the darkness. It redeems it, turns it into something altogether different. For there is no darkness too dark, no plight too hopeless, no cloud too thick for this light to permeate. This is the light, John proclaims. And his name? His name is Jesus.